Good morning. You've reached us on a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The wish factor has to be upon us now, Alan. $421,400 in the WAMC lockbox. We only have till Monday morning to get $500,000.
That's right. Well, there's some good news. The WAMC group, our audience, our friends, our loved ones, they know how important this is. Look, they've come up with all of this money already, almost $500,000. We need about $80,000, and that needs to be done now. Look, folks, during the drive, we often make $100,000 at least every day. So now, in order to get that money from the Spitzer Foundation, $25,000, that's a lot of money, folks. Try thinking about what it means in terms of buying a house or a car or anything else. It's a lot of money. So you know we can lose this. You've been with us when we've lost challenges during the drive, when somebody puts some money up and says, if you can do this, and we haven't done it. We haven't been able to do it. Now it's really crucial that everybody who's going to do something does it. This is basically the last weekday. Then we have to just hope that it'll happen during the weekend and that people will call in. So do what you can. 1-800-323-9262. But better yet, do it online at wamc.org. Just go there and press on the lockbox.
Always say people have 1,000 reasons not to give. Well, there's one reason to give. That debate yesterday between the 7 candidates running for the 19th congressional district race was just the kind of an example of the community conversation that WAMC has.
Well, I was so proud of Ian Pickus and of Allison Dunn and the wonderful work that was done in preparation. You know, people just hear it and they think it just happens, but no, you got to put the Linda together, you got to have the questions together, you got to make sure that everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing in time. Ian is a remarkable young man, and he has done a terrific job for us here at WAMC, and I'm sure everybody else hears that, too. One guy called me up, David, and he said, the least you could do is tell us who to vote for. That ain't gonna happen. Come on. Democracy demands information and good information, and it couldn't have been any better than yesterday, and I was so proud of everybody here.
Hear, hear. Well, I guess we've gone to war, Alan. On the trade front, the Trump administration saying it would impose steep tariffs on the European Union, Canada, and Mexico. I think Justin Trudeau from Canada's speech alone was enough to say how angry these folks are.
Well, look, Justin Trudeau has been disciplining himself when it comes to his relationship with Trump all along. But this is intolerable for him. And it is also one of the scariest things, as we have just heard on WAMC and on National Public Radio. Look, the Canadians are our closest. We have been with them in the trenches. The troops have been together. Anytime there's a problem, they're there. We're there. The same thing with the Mexican relationship with the United States. And there goes Trump. And frankly, he spits in their eye. Why? What's the rationale for it? This jingoism that he has been so proud of, that he throws to his base, becomes something that will get him reelected another time. And on top of that, he's going around issuing these pardons, which are extraordinarily insulting. One to Dinesh, who, you know, broke the law, admitted he broke the law, and yet he's pardoned. This is something that is intolerable. Who ever thought we would have somebody in the White House who would be this insulting to the American political way of doing things?
Meantime, we see Italy's president clearing the path for populists to govern.
Well, is it surprising? Look, those two parties, those populist nationalist parties, got the votes. We have seen this before in history. We have certainly seen it in Italy, and we know how that one ended up. We are in a position now to watch the disassembling of the European Union, because that's what it portends, if you think about it for a moment. The implications are frightening, and Brexit was certainly the first nail in that board. If you say to people, we want our own, we don't want to be part of something else, there's a certain amount of that population that will agree with you. To bring it back to Trump, here we have it again. Trump is saying, we don't want to be in bed with the Russians or the Mexicans. We want our own. We're nationalists. Very frightening.
It's time. If you haven't done it, if you listen to the radio station, put something in the lockbox so we can make our goal and get that $25,000 from the Spitzer Foundation.
Yeah, I admire, as I've said before, David, I admire your passion on this subject. Look, David, we are a community. like everything else, we have established this radio station. We've all built it together. It hasn't been easy. People have had to make sacrifices, and they have. And sometimes their words make me cry when they write a letter or a note with their money. So everybody, please, just understand that if there's a weak link in the chain, we're done for.
WAMC.org will be with you Monday morning at 6 a.m.